Jessyn with you this morning, and to kick off the new year, we're catching up with Dr. Danny from Pet Medical. Dr. Danny, Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Now, this morning we are talking about quite a serious one. It's parvovirus, because it has reared its ugly head in the Upper Hunter.
It absolutely has, unfortunately. Yeah, most commonly known as parvo. Most people know it as parvo, full name parvovirus, known as, you know, diarrhea in puppies, causing bad things to happen, essentially very contagious.
So for anyone who may be unsure about exactly what parvovirus is, explain it to us in a nutshell.
Yeah, for sure. So simply, it is a virus that replicates very rapidly in rapidly dividing cells. So simply put, it affects the gut because those tissues rapidly multiply. It can affect the small intestine and basically causes shedding of the small intestine. If it affects those gut areas, it can then get taken up into the bloodstream and cause septicemia and death. So not great.
No. And it is quite contagious as well.
Yes, it's very contagious, and that's why it spreads so easily, unfortunately. It can spread from dog to dog, essentially, so oronasal, which means from mouth or nasal cavities, from poo contaminating the environment that has parvovirus in it, or from fomite contamination. And a fomite is something like the tires of our car, the shoes, the soles of our shoes walking around in an environment that could have parvo in it, and it's really easy to pick up. And unfortunately, because it's a really sneaky virus, it can live in the environment for a long, long time. So that's really difficult.
Yeah. So when our pet gets parvovirus, is it quite obvious from the get-go? Like, how quickly do we need to act to get our dog to the vet?
Yeah, so it is the sooner the better. And it most commonly affects puppies under 6 months of age because they have a developing immune system at that time.
Yeah.
It can be seen in adults less commonly that have not been vaccinated. Most common thing you see initially is that they don't want to eat and they're very, very lethargic and doughy and sad. And I'd say if you've got a puppy or an adult doing any of those things, you should at least give us a ring for sure.
Yeah.
Particularly a little pup, the sooner we act and give them some supportive care, the more likely they have a chance of recovering from this very unfortunate virus.
Yeah. So once we get our puppy or our dog to the vet, what is the process of treating parvovirus?
Yeah, so I think probably to mention as well, if you do have a puppy that's unwell, if you ring and speak to one of our reception team, someone will very likely ask you to wait outside the clinic, and we do a test, and then we come out to the car all suited up in our big gowns, and that's obviously to keep everybody safe and to make sure that it is not contaminated anywhere in our hospitals. Come out and test your puppy. We take a little swab of their bum, and that's where we can run that test, and we have the results within 10 minutes. So we know what we're dealing with straight away.
Yeah.
If the puppy or the other dog is definitely a positive parvo test, then the option is to come into an isolated part of the hospital. So we obviously don't walk them through trotting through our reception. They go straight into an isolated area. We're all gowned up, and most of the time they need hospital care for a bit of time. They need lots of supportive care, medications, because it makes them really sick really quickly and they get so dehydrated.
Yeah. Oh, poor things. And
yeah, it's horrible.
It is awful. So we really want to encourage everyone to make sure their dogs are vaccinated against parvovirus, because I know, as we've spoken about in the past, that really is the only way to make sure it's prevented.
That's right. And the most important takeaway message from this disease is that it is a preventable thing. So super important to get your puppies vaccinated. If you're not sure if they've been vaccinated, where we've gotten them from, you do a course of 3 vaccines as a pup. The first one of those vaccines is between 6 to 8 weeks, and the second ones are a month after. So 3 vaccines altogether, 1 month apart, starting at 6 to 8 weeks of age. And after that third vaccine, they have to have an annual booster. So every 12 months for the rest of their lives, they have to have a parvo booster every single year.
Yeah. And on Sundays at the Pet Medical in Muswellbrook, Dr. Danny, you do some booster shots and some vaccinations at a good price?
That's right, yeah. So there is, we run a vaccination clinic on a Sunday down at Muswellbrook, and it's a nice one because it doesn't come with a full vet tech. It's just to get that parvo vaccine done. But if you don't have any other concerns and you just need to get that vaccine done, especially this time of year when we've just had Christmas and you're short on cash, I understand. Yeah. Come and get it done. You can ring the clinic and book in for the clinic, and you just come in. We do all the dogs in the parking lot. One of the vets or the nurses will pop out and have a chat to you, and we'll get all of your creatures boosted up for parvo.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Danny, of course, if you want to give the Muswellbrook Clinic a call or get in touch with Pet Medical, the best way to do that?
For sure. You can ring Muswellbrook on 6541 155. Check our website or Instagram for more information.
Fantastic. Dr. Danny, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure, Des.